step to the task and miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great today. How are you?
You sure? I mean, you don't sound sure. It's like
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Are you sure you're,
yeah.
You sure you're great?
Yeah.
Everything's good. Good?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good, good. You're not going to believe this.
What happened?
Guess what came in the mail?
Your shirt?
The shirt?
The shirt?
The shirt came in the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
It did. And there actually, yes, there actually is a shirt, and it actually arrived. Now, it came in a plastic bag, and on the outside of the plastic bag, there was some Chinese writing. There is no label inside the shirt at all. It doesn't say, you know, made in China or made in Taiwan or made in India or made. Yeah, nothing. Nothing. The only thing the neck says is the size.
Okay.
Other than that, there's no label at all. And and I can tell you with 100% certainty, they did not use a lot of material for this shirt.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
It's a very lightweight shirt. No, it's trust me, not much cotton went into the making of this shirt. Not much.
Did you try it on?
But no, I haven't yet. But you know, we did get that warning from people that a lot of this international sizing is not. But just holding it up, it looks like. It will fit. Looks like the right size. So that part of it is not an issue. So maybe, Ramona, maybe they're better at the scamming game than I thought. You know, maybe they did send me this first shirt to encourage me to place the bigger order next time. It, you know, it does look roughly the same as it, you know, sort of, you know. You see these commercials for, you know, some of the fast food places, and sometimes the pictures look a little better than the actual product. Sometimes it's a little bit like that. You know, the website picture sure looked a little better than the actual shirt. We'll see. The first thing I'll do with it is throw it. Done.
I wonder what'll happen when you wash it.
Yes. Well, yeah. The first thing I'll do is throw it in the wash and, you know, see if it disintegrates.
Yeah.
That's the first step. It's the wash disintegration test. And we'll find out if it's actually still a shirt after it goes to the wash. And the dryer, I guess, or whether it just winds up in the what do they call that, a lint bin? Whether it just
whether in the lint just, bin disintegrates into the lint bin.
right. It entered a shirt and exited a full lint bin. Well, not a full lint bin because there's not a lot of material. So it probably wouldn't even fill the lint bin fully, but nonetheless, a shirt arrived. It roughly looks like the shirt I ordered. And I, by the way, I just picked one out as a random test case. You know, I just, that's really what it was. Because basically, reading the reviews, I wasn't at all sure it was actually going to come here, but it did from somewhere. I don't really know from where, nor do I know for sure where it was made. I mean, the only hint is the Chinese writing on the outside of the plastic. But as I said, this is the first shirt I've ever seen that didn't have a tag that said where it was made. You know,
is it gray?
And we look, and fundamentally, no. It's probably more brown than gray. But normally, you know, I'm a big fan of gray. But this one's probably more more on the brown side than it is gray. And so we'll see. We'll see. But experiment number one, at least at least a product was delivered. I had real doubts about that. When I say real doubts, I mean, you know.
Real doubts.
Real doubts. Like I fully expected that I was going to be out the $23 for the shirt and like the $20 shipping. I was pretty sure of that.
That's what it was.
You know, that's why we tried the little. Yeah, that's why I tried the little test first. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next time. Well, again, first, the washing machine dryer test. You know, maybe you put it in the dryer and it shrinks up to like the size of a baby shirt.
That's what I was thinking would happen to it, that it would shrink.
Maybe it needs to just be put on a hanger. I'm not 100% sure it survives the washer. So before I get to how I'm going to dry said shirt, the first thing I need to figure out is whether it survives the washing machine or not. Because I think that's in real doubt.
I do too.
But I am sure of this. Since I have no idea where on God's green earth this shirt came from, I am washing it first. I love it. Yeah. You know, I don't want any new imported viral favors, you know. So we'll throw it in the wash. I'll throw it in the wash first and see how it plays out. We have lots of things to get to on today's show. I'm going to start with this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You know, we talked a little bit about baseball. We're going to be heavy, heavy college football today. We're going to get into the top 40 in depth. We're going to finish the quarterback ranks. But I want to start with this because I started with the subject yesterday, and I think what I'm about to tell you is really important in terms of what we're seeing. I was thinking about Jacob DeGrom, Ramona, in his ERA of 0.61. Now, remember, the lowest ERA for a starting pitcher in baseball history is Bob Gibson, 1.12 in 1968. That's the same year Denny McClain won 31 games or something. That was the year pitchers were still throwing off a raised mound at that point. After 1968, when Gibson posted his 1.12 ERA and McClain had his season, they lowered the mound because they thought pitchers had a competitive advantage. In other words, basically all the pitchers were throwing from a height of like 6'10". You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's an advantage to throw downhill. And so after 1968, because of the numbers that were put up, they adjusted it and they lowered the mound. Subsequent to that, no one's ever had a 1.12 ERA. That's not to take away from Gibson. What Gibson did, it was unbelievable. But understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Jacob DeGrom's ERA is half of what Gibson's was. Half. He's not just poised to break that historical mark. He's poised to blow it apart, to absolutely shatter it. And we've talked about, you know, the launch angles and uppercut swings and exit velocity and how it's impacting pitching and how this style of analytics just does not work against a bunch of guys who are throwing 100 miles an hour. So I thought, Ramona, two things I needed to do. One, check the ERAs, the earned run averages for this year, and then pick a random year from modern era history to compare it to. And so I did. Here's what I did. I started out looking at this year's ERAs. And then I realized there was a scroll down bar that would take me anywhere from the present all the way to 2002. Okay, that's as far back as it went. I thought 2002, since that's as far back as it went, would be a good jumping off point. Remember, Mattingly said this really started 15 years ago in his mind and has basically escalated since. This worsening of the game. You know, this the analytical interference in the game and the impact that it's made on the game. So I did not look at any year, all right? I did not pick a preconceived year. I don't know how this year, I didn't even look at another season, all right? So I don't know how this year stacks up to any other year surrounding it. But I simply went to the top, which is this year, 2021, and then I went to the bottom of the scroll down menu, and it went to 2002. So those are the only 2 years I clicked on, 2002 and 2021. To get a feel for where we stand, all right? Here's what you have. Here's what I found. These are Major League Baseball's leading ERA guys from the year 2002. Pedro Martinez, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, had a 2.26 ERA. 2.26, that's incredible. 2.26, incredible. That led Major League Baseball. That's one of the better ERAs in modern history, 2.26. Second was Randy Johnson, who was also spectacular, obviously Hall of Famer, 2.32. Then Derek Lowe, 2.58. Greg Maddux, 2.62. Barry Zito, 2.75. This is all the major leagues, Zito for Oakland. Tim Wakefield, 2.81. Bartolo Colon, who somebody mentioned yesterday, 2.93. The great Roy Halladay, left us way too soon, 2.93. Tom Glavin, Braves, 2.98. And that was it. Okay? Those are all the guys with ERAs under 3. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. We have 10 guys in 2002 in Major League Baseball who posted ERAs under 3. The lowest mark, the lowest, and one of the best ERAs of all time for a whole season, Pedro Martinez posted a 2.26 ERA. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover the other side of this when we come back, because I don't want to start it and then break it up. So suffice it to say, I just gave you the ERAs from the year 2002, and there were 10 guys who had ERAs below 3. I'm going to guess that if I didn't pick that year out at random, that most other surrounding years would be worse than this, that the lowest ERA would be higher than 2.26, and that there would not be 10 guys below 3. That's what I'm going to guess. So again, we have 10 from 2.26 to 2.98, and this is the year 2002, and many of these are names that are familiar with people. Legendary pitchers: Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, Roy Halladay, Tom Glavin. You know, all those guys are legendary pitchers. 2.26 to 2.98. When we get back, we'll talk about what the ERAs look like this year. Walter Tiller, Red Rage, quick break.
The Pendleton Tire Company wants you to head out there this spring on a new set of tires. Through May 30th, visit the tire experts at the Pendleton Tire Company to take advantage of the Head Out There tire promotion. When you purchase 4 new Yokohama, Nitto, or Cooper tires, you'll receive up to a $70 rebate by mail. That's right, $70. See Zach or Joey for complete details and check them out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited, MyTire-Rebate.com for full details.
for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger. You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Hot jobs with cool results. HVAC technicians are in high demand, and you'll receive the training you need right here at Tri-County Technical College. You can learn more at tctc.edu/HVAC. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/HVAC.
Harvard studies show the more belly fat you have, the greater your risk for heart attack, stroke, cancer, and even dementia. The Health Dare can help you lose the bad fat, the belly fat. They did it for Jim, who lost 53 pounds, 26 inches, and got his sugar and cholesterol levels down. Reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, sleep apnea the right way. At the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I was 5'4" and 220 pounds. My husband was over 300 pounds. We took the health dare and lost over 60 pounds each. We were skeptical, but we got so excited when we found out we didn't have to change our routine, go to the gym, or eat lettuce. The results were amazing. If you have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, check out the health dare. They promise to reverse your symptoms or your money back. Right now, they're offering a buy one, get one free special for spouses. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDARE-ME. I dare you.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Since I've been on the road now, I've seen a lot of danger, met a lot of strangers, they're one and the same. They know me by my first name, just another blue collar in the shadow of my father following me. But I love this life, kid. I was always gonna do it. There ain't nothing to it.
Mike and the Moon Pies. You know what we're doing today is Outlaw Country. It's an Outlaw Country Road Rage Tuesday, because that's the only kind of country I can stomach. And I love it. Love, love, love. So it's an Outlaw Country Tuesday. Tuesday, right? Is that it? Am I off to a good start there? It's Tuesday. Yell them right out when you know them, Ramona. Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
All right. I'm going back. Good. Hello. I'm going back to the ERAs now. And I just did, again, randomly, I went to the bottom of the scroll-down menu. The first year it started with was 2002. That's the year I picked. Pedro Martinez led Major League Baseball in ERA with a 2.26 ERA. There were 10 guys below 3. 10 guys below 3, and they went from 2.26 to 2.98. Again, just an exercise to try and really take a hard look at what's happening now in Major League Baseball. What Mattingly is talking about, the adjustments that Trout is making and has made, and why it's leading to more success for him. All right, here are your 2021 ERAs. Jacob DeGrom, 0.62, on pace to shatter the all-time Major League Baseball ERA record of Gibson, and 1.12. Kevin Gausman, 1.27. Woodruff, 1.42. Trevor Rogers, 1.97. Corbin Burns, 1.97. I have 5 guys below 2. Below 2. 1 below 1. 3 below 1.5. And remember, Pedro led in 2002. The great Pedro Martinez, with an incredible year, led with 2.26. Kyle Gibson, 2.06. Walker of the Mets, another Met, 2.17. Scherzer, 2.22. By the way, what did I say Pedro was, 2.26? He led, okay? I got Darvish at 2.25. And Peralta at 2.25. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 guys, 10, who have ERAs below Pedro Martinez's 2.26, which led Major League Baseball in 2002, just 19 years ago. Continuing, Cole, 2.26, Means, 2.28, Musgrove, 2.33, Bauer, 2.40, Stroman, another Met starting pitching, 3 Mets below 2.41, Wheeler, 2.51, ex-Met, Glasnow, 2.69, Garcia, 2.75, Buehler, 2.82, Lopez, 2.82, Flaherty, 2.90. Do you see what I'm getting at? It's endless. We are on a all-time record-setting pace for earned run average. It's actually sort of outrageous. You want to know why there's these no-hitters are being dealt every other night? I look, every single night we have somebody taking a no-hitter to the seventh inning. Every night. You're like, oh, so what? You know, they flash the screen. Oh, somebody has a no-hitter in seven. So what? So what? I saw it last night. And the night before that. And the night before that. And how and why? How and why is because nobody's hitting any of these guys. Nobody. 10 guys. Oh, actually, Cole is at 2.26, which is the same number. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 guys with 2.26. Pedro Martinez is 2.26 ERA, which led Major League Baseball in 2002. 11 guys matching that or better. One tied, 10 better. And that's one of the great ERAs in history. And we have 10 guys with better ERAs. Now, I realize the season's not over. But does anything look like it's going to change anytime soon? Or is this the game we're watching? So when Mattingly says, basically, the game sucks, that it's awful, well, this is why. Nobody can hit any of these guys. You can forget it. Nobody. You know, somebody called yesterday, I forget who it was, and said, well, I'm sure there are guys who are, you know, hitting DeGrom. Who's hitting DeGrom? Who? His ERA is 0.6. No one's touching him. Nobody. Nobody's even close to touching him. It's like unfair. We have a league full of guys who are threatening 100 miles an hour. This isn't hard to understand. People want to say, well, you know, the pitchers are doctoring the baseballs, and you know, and I've seen these articles. Or the seams are raised and it provides the pitchers advantage. That's all absolute hogwash. It has nothing to do with it. These guys are throwing 100 miles an hour. When Nolan Ryan was pitching, who was throwing 100 miles an hour? Easy. Nolan Ryan. The only other guy in that whole time frame who maybe threatened it was J.R. Richard. J.R. Richard tragically lost his life. But there weren't any others. Nobody was anywhere near that. Now you have a whole league full of people who are throwing 100 miles an hour. And some of these guys come out of the bullpen who are fresh, only have to throw an inning. You know, some of these guys are hitting like 102. DeGrom is hitting 102 in the seventh, eighth inning. Well, that's a problem. Because he has, you know, here's the other thing. These guys have power and they have control. Now, maybe you want to get into this raised seams argument then. I don't know. The bottom line is, if you are uppercut swinging at guys who are throwing 100 miles an hour with control, are you going to hit them? And the answer, as we've talked about extensively on the show, is no, stupid, you're not. But the numbers bear this out to an almost unbelievable degree. We are watching baseball history. Good for the pitchers, good for their economic futures, bad for the game, bad for baseball. And I like pitchers' battles. I like historical 1-0, 2-1 games. That's part of the fiber of the history of the game. I like that element. But what we have is we have a bunch of idiots who have talked themselves into the fact that they think that analytics point towards playing the game a particular way. In search of the three-run home run that Rachel called in about yesterday. As she said, how do you have a three-run home run when there's never anybody on base? Exactly. There are no three-run home runs. No three-run home runs, no RBIs, nothing. There's never anybody on base. Fielders aren't even fielding the ball. DeGrom is an extreme example, but we don't just need to use DeGrom. But DeGrom is striking out half the batters he's facing. No one is touching the ball. They're not putting the ball in play at all. You watch whole games and you sit there and the fielders sit there and nobody is putting the ball in play. It's strikeout after strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. It's not good. It's not a good product to watch. And the numbers prove it. Look, DeGrom may have the greatest stuff. Forget the Mag. I think he has the greatest stuff in the history of the game. Now, if you consider evolution and you compare the dominance of a player in his era, which is the only way to compare eras, then you might still find a guy like Sandy Koufax maybe is more historically dominant. But if you just look at the stuff, DeGrom arguably has the greatest stuff in the history of the game. Quite arguably. But this isn't just about DeGrom. DeGrom is fully taking advantage of this. But what I'm here to tell you is, as great as DeGrom is, if this is 2002, DeGrom's ERA isn't 0.61. You know, it's I don't know what it is. 1.5. 1.75. It's insanely good, but it's not 0.61. 0.61 means nobody has a chance at him ever. Ever. You can just forget it. There's no reason even to send anybody up to bat against DeGrom. Just stay in the dugout. You're not hitting him. You're not hitting him with your stupid analytics and your uppercut swings and your hope for launch angle. Launch what? Launch your A right back to the bench is what you're launching. Launch yourself right back to the bench. You're not launching anything against DeGrom. But again, it's not just DeGrom. The analytics are turning all these guys into Pedro Martinez's. We had a league full of Pedro Martinez's. Kevin Gausman, San Francisco, 1.27. 7 wins, no losses. 93 strikeouts in 77 innings. Listen to this, Merle. This is just utterly laughable. Kevin Gausman, 93 strikeouts in 77 innings. DeGrom has 93 strikeouts in 58 innings. Woodruff has 92 strikeouts in 76 innings. Rogers has 81 strikeouts in 68 innings. Burns has 94 strikeouts in 59.1 innings. Every one of these cats has more strikeouts than innings pitched. I didn't skip anyone. I could just keep going. Scherzer has 104 strikeouts in 77 innings pitched. Darvish, 84 in 72. Peralta, 92 in 64. Cole, 104 in 75. I mean, this is utterly laughable. Nobody is hitting any of these guys. Nobody. Nobody is making contact. Nobody is putting the ball in play. No one is touching the baseball. They have no chance. The hitters have no chance. How long are you going to keep doing this? How long are you going to keep doing this before you realize what idiots you are? Your analytics sucks. Your analytics is garbage. You're 100% wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. How much more evidence do you need? The analytics of the game of baseball are ruining the game. I think it's also ruined basketball to a great degree. Analytics is failing sports. It just is. It could not be more obvious. I mean, honestly, you'd have to have an IQ below 50 to argue that analytics is helping Major League Baseball. It is flat out ruining the game. No one can hit anymore. There is no such thing as a level swing. There is no contact. We have DeGrom and like 20 DeGrom lights who are doing the same things. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Stone Circle. Been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new or more business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. You know, here's another thing. And a really important thing. If you have a loved one who is in a nursing home, is in under nursing home care, and you think that they are being wronged, violated, hurt somehow, you need to call Nick immediately. That needs to stop. Nick's the man to stop it. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney. He's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call my friend Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. Quick break. You want in, you can get in. The Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Are we watching, as Don Mattingly believes, the absolute ruination of baseball? Is Mike Trout the only guy who has figured this out? Quick break.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Grab a limited edition Camo Big Bow box with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
I'm Kristen Bennett. Spring is in the air, and so are the deals at Bennett Equipment. Takuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations, or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takuchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
I was 5'4" and 220 pounds. My husband was over 300 pounds. We took the health dare and lost over 60 pounds each. We were skeptical, but we got so excited when we found out we didn't have to change our routine, go to the gym, or eat lettuce. The results were amazing. If you have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, check out the health dare. They promise to reverse your symptoms or your money back. Right now, they're offering a buy one, get one free special for spouses. Go to idareme.com or call 1-877-IDARE-ME. I dare you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Betty, I'll let Roy Lee tell you about George Coleman Ford. Roy Lee went to George Coleman Ford about a week ago, and this is what he wrote. He wrote, this is his whole review, Ramona. All the people at George Coleman Ford are top-notch, exclamation mark. Walt was right again, exclamation mark. That's pretty funny. We appreciate that, Roy Lee. We're glad we found it exactly as we said. You know, people have been finding it that way for 90 years. You know, look, man, you can't fool people, okay? You may think you can. You may be one of these people who, like, tries to get over on everybody in life. That works once, Jack A., once. It doesn't last. What lasts is treating people the right way. That's what lasts. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. And they've thrived through good times and bad, through COVID-19, thrived. Why? Because people trust them. They do the right thing for them. So generations of their family members come back. They treat you with the respect you deserve. And I get that's hard to find now. You know, there was a reviewer who wrote, it was like walking back into Mayberry. That's it. 90 years worth. Go find out yourself. It's George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. You will thank me later.
Dutch Goldman wrote, enters a shirt and exits the lint bin. Laugh out loud. So yeah, that's my prediction. I'm getting suggestions that shirt never sees a dryer, Ramona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to touch on the Julio Jones thing before we move on to college football. You know, we touched on it a little bit from the Atlanta perspective yesterday, and we didn't really touch on it from the Tennessee perspective. No, obviously Tennessee had some personnel losses. They lost a lot of key elements of that receiving core. You lost your number two wide receiver to the Jets. You lost your all-league caliber tight end to the Patriots and Jonnu Smith. You lost another receiver. That receiving core, Tennessee, was sort of decimated. And obviously it needed to be rebooted. So Julio Jones gives them a reboot. Now, how good and effective is Julio Jones going to be? I don't know. He's 32 years old, and that's getting near the end of a life expectancy for a wide receiver, particularly one that has struggled. Look, when Julio Jones was at Alabama, when he came out of school, or when he was at Alabama, he struggled with injuries then. He had foot injuries then. He's had foot injuries his whole career. Now, to his credit, and I was concerned about that when he came out. To his credit, he has played through most of that. You remember I said, Ramona, that a football player at some point has to learn the difference between injury and pain?
Yes.
And there is a degree of pain that you just have to be able to play through if you're going to be a successful football player. It's the nature of the game. It just is. You've got to be willing to live with a little discomfort. If every time you have discomfort, you sit out, you'll never be much. You just won't. And I think Tiger Pal Rachel wants to get on this baseball thing, which I'm gonna let her do because she's the one that actually initiated some of this conversation yesterday with her call. But and I'm gonna get back into this in a minute. But Julio Jones, throughout his career in Atlanta, has learned to play through the pain. And he's been bothered by hammy injuries. That's what he had last year. And quite honestly, he's disgruntled. Now, again, to his credit, he did not make a public showing of his unhappiness. He did it back channel. He didn't disrespect anybody, but he wanted out of Atlanta. He wanted a chance to win. Did he choose the best option for that? I don't know. But what he chose was the team that was most interested. The market for Julio Jones was not what people thought it was. Some of the alleged players for Julio Jones really weren't players. The Patriots really weren't a player. They didn't make an offer. The Ravens didn't make an offer. They drafted a wide receiver. They did not make an offer. So many of the alleged players, San Francisco apparently really wasn't in a place financially to make an offer. So many of the alleged suitors for Julio Jones weren't suitors at all. The one of the only teams that actually stepped up to bat in the Julio Jones sweepstakes was Tennessee. And that's where he wound up. We had that conversation with the Orlando last week. We sort of hashed this all out on air, and we both wound up with the conclusion that Tennessee was where he was going to go, and Tennessee is where he went. We'll talk about what it means in a few minutes. Tiger Pal Rachel.
Hey, Walt.
Rachel. Good.
Those were some interesting stats. I was really surprised at the huge difference. And to say that a guy like Pedro Martinez had a 2.26, and right now you got, what did you say, 11 guys that are that or better? That's amazing.
Yeah, 11 and guys.
You know, I think, like you said, you got a lot more guys throwing 100 right now. So, yes, pitchers have improved, but that's not all pitchers improving. I mean, obviously, you know, swinging up on the ball is not helping. You would think, if you look across all the years of baseball, you know, pitchers continue to improve. Batters up to this point have continued to improve. So ERAs have always stayed in that 250 to 350 range, right?
Yeah.
But then how do you explain right now? The hitters are not evolving with the pitchers.
That's it.
You know,
that's it exactly.
It would be
the competitive balance that was inherent in the process throughout decades and decades has been shattered. You're 100% right.
Right. It would be interesting. I tried to find a stat a while ago, but I couldn't find it. But it would be interesting to see and compare multi-run home runs up to this point in the season in other years and RBIs up to this point in the season.
Well, look, you're 100% right again. It would be really interesting, but we already know. The numbers I just gave tell that story with certainty. You know what else I did during the break? I was curious because every one of these guys I was reading off had four strikeouts to three innings pitched, you know, basically. And, and then you can extrapolate those numbers out. So, you know, if you're talking about nine innings, every one of them had, you know, like 11 or 12 strikeouts per nine innings. Well, I went back to 2002 again, and there are only three guys that I saw in like the top 30 or 40 that had more strikeouts than innings pitched.
Wow.
And they were Pedro, Randy Johnson, and Curt Schilling. They were the only three. Every single one of these guys does. Every single one of these guys.
Wow.
I don't know what it takes for Major League Baseball to understand that their game has suddenly become completely out of whack because of these stupid analytics. Furthermore, I don't know how. I don't know how you could look at these results and go back and say, oh, yeah, we need to keep doing this.
I totally agree with that. I don't get that either. How can you look at what's going on and how nobody's getting on base and think, let's keep doing what we're doing? I mean, that's the definition of insanity, right? Keep doing what you're doing and expecting different results. I don't get that either. I mean, you've got some great pitchers you were just talking about, and they weren't having the kind of results the pitchers are right now. And again, some of that, yes, pitchers are stronger, throwing harder, but a lot of it is that swing. And what I hate about it is trickling down, it's starting to trickle down into the college kids and even high school and little league. And so if it took 15 years to get to this point, when they finally realize they need to adjust it, how long is that going to take?
Yeah, to fix it. You're right. To go back and repair all the damage that has been done. It is bogus. It is lies. Mike Trout, again, I saw the article you sent. Mike Trout has figured it out. It's not so surprising that the game's best player has said, oh, you know what? Screw all you guys. That crap doesn't work. I'm going to go back to a level swing. And a more level swing and play that way. It's, you know, you just wonder when a legend like Don Mattingly is saying analytics has broken the game. And then again, when you have all of this, you know, these analytics people by definition are nerds. Well, are the nerds not studying these stat lines?
True.
You know, these numbers are available to you. Just go look them up. Google them.
Yeah, and that just shows we're letting the people that don't play run the game. And that doesn't make sense. That it's not working. Yeah.
No, it's
I appreciate you finding those stats, Walt, because that was amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. Excellent job. Excellent job on this topic the last 2 days. Well done. Excellent. You know, match that. She's been on top of it 2 days in a row. She said yesterday, she called in, initiated the conversation yesterday saying that if this whole analytics initiative was designed about creating three-run home runs, how are you going to have any three-run home runs when there's absolutely nobody on base? Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. And again, the numbers are going to be more obvious. It is completely broken. It's beyond broken. It's actually embarrassing. And it's just ridiculous to sit there and watch this. No one is contacting the baseball at all. All these analytics regarding these philosophies are failed. They are proven failed. And for the first time in baseball history, well, other than the steroid era, we've had live and dead ball errors. The game is out of balance in favor of pitching. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports.